to control my mind and do sincere efforts in my bhakti bhajan. Please guide me, Maharaj, so that I can practice bhakti with full sincerity.
Question is, how do I practice bhakti with full sincerity?
No devotee association.
Yeah, even with the devotee association, the question stands alone, with or without. Sincerity comes from conviction, and conviction comes from deep philosophical understanding of the existential reality. The power to move, the power to operate, the power to do anything, to control the mind, control the senses, comes from intelligence, buddhi. And buddhi has become strong by shastra study. You study shastra and understand the futility of material life, and understand the reality of the spiritual realm and the reality of spiritual exchange of love. You have to have deep understanding in the intellect. Intellect must be surcharged with Shuddha Raman. Shuddha Raman is spiritual power. It's light. They say light of knowledge. The light of this uncontrolled mind and lack of determination and lack of sincerity is due to insufficient intelligence, insufficient spiritual power. The real question is how to build up spiritual power. You build up spiritual power by chanting Hare Krishna with proper intelligent understanding of the mantra and proper fixation of the mind while chanting. Otherwise, chanting is like a chanting box. You plug in a box in the wall, you become a human box, human chanting box. Because the mind is not fixed, and the intelligence is not clear in understanding what is the name. Not perceiving Krishna in the name, so what are you chanting? The first revelation we should have is perceive Krishna is his name. So we have to read a lot about Krishna to see the non-difference of his name. His name is Krishna. Krishna the person and Krishna's name are one. So I can't emphasize enough to hear Hare Katha and study more and more and more. That's why all the rishis, all the sages, they always talk about Shravanam. Everywhere, Shushu Shosha Dhanasya. Shusho means hear and serve. Hear Hare Katha over and over again. We have a whole concept called Shravana Guru. Shravana Guru means the teacher you hear from. Well, the Shastras are Adi Guru, Krishna, and the rishis and sages, Narada Muni, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva, Parasara Muni, all these great speakers are there. In the Shastra, so we have to read Shastra again and again. We build up our intelligence, and then the mind is controlled by intelligence. Higher than the senses is the mind. Higher than the mind is the intelligence. Higher than the intelligence is the Atma. So the Atma gets power by Shuddha Raman. Because the Atma is also Raman. The Atma is a particle of consciousness. And the vibration of Shuddha Raman is all vibration of consciousness, highest possible consciousness, vibrating in the Shastra. So when you read Shastra, it increases the amplitude, increases the power of your Atma. Your Atma becomes very powerful by Shastra study. And you can control the intelligence controls the mind controls the senses control the body. Then you're fixed, you're peaceful, you're happy, you're joyful. That's why traditional Vedic culture, a person studied for 25 years. From the age of 5 to 25, a person is called Brahmacharya. Supposed to be single and study Shastra from 5 years old. 5-year-old kid can speak Sanskrit. Read Sanskrit and speak Sanskrit. See so many examples on YouTube, little kids reciting Gita, Upanishads. They call them geniuses, but everybody's a genius in the old days. They had proper birth and proper food and proper training. good minds, powerful intellect. For 25 years, a fourth of your life you're supposed to study. Whatever you learn that 25 years, then you live the rest of 75 years on that knowledge. You learn sense control, you learn the reality of God, reality of eternality of Jiva, what is the world meant for, everything you learn those first 25 years. Most people now don't know anything. You know how to add numbers to make money and fill their belly, that's it. They don't know anything about philosophy, anything about reality. It's called existential reality, the higher spiritual reality, not the mundane, hard, nijra, maitra, and bhayam reality. Reality of dealing with eating, seeing, fighting and fearing, mating and fearing, fighting. We're spiritual beings stuck in a material world. Stuck in this material body, which is a lump of ignorance, like that prasadam prayer by VVT. VVT is prasadam prayer. Sharira, Vijita, Dutendriya, Deka. Every day I prasadam prayer for so many years, for at least 12 years. I was in an institution, I was kind of on the sideline there. 12 years in America, every day for some, Sharira Vijita. And a year and a half in Vrindavan. Then I kind of got out of the cage, you know. went flying, went soaring. Where'd he go? Hey, come back. Come back to the desk. No, man, I'm gone. Bye. Thank you for launching me. The spaceship doesn't go back to the launching pad. It takes off and goes to the moon. Launching pad's important. Spaceship is on the launching pad for 1 year. It's finished, it's just 1 year, countdown, 10 months, 11 months, 8 months, 6 months, and 5, and maybe we'll go inside, and boom. That's right, I had 12 years preparation. And I flew to India, to Vrindavan, kept flying. I like that, flying. I bet someone else is flying also. Fly together. Fry together, fly together. Yeah, you have to fry so you can fly. Oh, God.